This September, Festitalia is coming to Brisbane to celebrate and showcase Italian culture to the wider community. The Italian community is a significant part of Australia's multicultural history, with more than 1 million Australians claiming Italian heritage just here in Brisbane. To hear more about the festival, The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke to president of Festitalia, Santo Santoro.
The festival has actually been going on, you know, has a feature of the cultural scene of Brisbane and Queensland, you know, for 25, 30 years in one form or another. It then basically went dormant for a few years. There was a couple of years when it got totally and utterly washed out. A lot of people were disappointed. Some people lost money. Obviously, tickets had to be refunded, etc., etc. But I got involved around about 2017. The ambassador and the consul at that time, that's the Italian ambassador, the Italian consul, they asked me if I would, basically revitalize it. I try to get other people to, you know, to become involved. We put together a team. I ended up being the president of the organizing committee. And we organized three very good successful festival, with the last one being washed out because of rain. We then had the advent of COVID, and what we decided to do again at really the urging of people, you know, they basically said, well, can we put it back on? And I said, okay, well, let's give it another go. And so festival, you tell, you know, Festitalia 2025 is on 7th of September, Sunday, Father's Day, and it's going to be really, really big, and it's going to be all things Italian.
And what are some of the events Festitalia will have this year at the RNA Showgrounds?
So, look, there's going to be authentic Italian cuisine. There's going to be all sorts of pasta dishes. There will be wood-fired pizza. I'll just go through, you know, some of the cuisine items: gelato, porchetta, cannoli, Italian biscuits. Will be there. In terms of the entertainment, we're going to have tenors such as the Divina Opera, Opera Divina, Raffaele Pierno. We've got Domenico Terribilesi and his Latinissima band. So we've got quite a number of bands, okay? And then we're also looking after, I suppose, the younger ones, Attività Bambini, in other words, kids' activities.
The Italian community is quite big across Australia, and also, well, especially in Brisbane and in Queensland. What are some of the contributions the Italian community has brought to Australia over the years?
Well, look, obviously, we've been talking about food, and we've been talking about cultural spectacle, and that's just taken as for granted. You know, people say, well, you know, that's Italy, but obviously, the Italian contribution, not just in Australia, but throughout the world, it's just enormous. Here in Australia, you know, some of the great Italian engineers have done their bit. For example, the Gateway Bridge, you know, was built by Italians. The Snowy River Scheme was built mainly by Italians. You know, the great churches, some of the great churches and some of the great institutions of Brisbane, like All Hallows, Palma Rosa, and so many other iconic buildings. We have Italians who are in the political area. I myself, who was born in Italy, I served in both the Queensland and the Australian State Parliament, and I was a minister in both parliaments. You know, Italians have risen to greatest heights, and today the ultimate manifestation of successful Italians in politics, of course, is David Crisafulli, who's the Premier of Queensland.
Now, for our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please explain to us a little bit more about the tarantella, which will be as well at Festitalia, and what it represents for the Italian community?
Well, look, the tarantella is basically a very fast dance. It's, you know, some people call it, in fact, frenetic, but it's more sophisticated, you know, than just what the word frenetic describes it as. You know, so basically folklore says that, you know, back many hundreds of years ago, somebody and many people attracted medical conditions that people were unfamiliar with. And so what basically then happened was that people thought that they would sweat it out, that they would get it out of their bodies by going into strenuous activity. And so they invented this dance, which got its name from one of the poisonings that people try to overcome, and that was spider poisoning. And Durandellar is, you know, a type of spider. And so they gave it the name Durandellar as a solution, a dance that made people sweat.
Festitalia President Santo Santoro there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan. For more information about the festival, you can go to our website at thewire.org.au.